Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Today we're going to teach you a little bit more about the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation. I'm not going to teach you, though. JC and Lori are going to teach you a little bit more. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, we're great.
All right. So, JC, how you doing?
Doing well.
I want to know, for anyone who is unfamiliar with what the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation is and what that means and how you're involved. Let's just start there.
Okay. First of all, I'm the chairperson for the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation. Mm-hmm. And to go back to kind of the beginning, the Lakeshore Public Schools receives 90% of their funding from the state of Michigan. So any public school is really dependent on that kind of funding. That funding is a very complex formula that works out to a revenue per student. And believe it or not, Lakeshore is in the bottom 19%. So we're in the 19th percentile on that revenue per funding calculation or basis. So really, when you turn it around the other way, that means that 81% of the other public schools in the state of Michigan receive more money per student than what Lakeshore does. So that's where the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation really comes into play. Mm-hmm. We're a fundraising arm. We're a nonprofit. We're all volunteer. Just really out there trying to raise money for Lakeshore Public Schools.
Exactly.
And we just don't receive that money and turn it right over to the public to Lakeshore. What we do is, through a series of major projects and or grants, that's how the money is divvied back to the Lakeshore Public Schools.
Okay. And how many people are on the board, I guess?
We have 23.
Okay. I'm curious as to how you two are passionate about this and how you ended up doing what you're doing for the Excellence Foundation. Can you tell me that?
Well, actually, I was asked to take part uh-huh. in Lakeshore Excellence Foundation. I had just retired from Whirlpool after 39 years with Whirlpool. People thought I was probably looking for work to do. And the way I describe retirement is you do what you want to do when you want to do it. And what a great way to give back to the community to get involved in one of the public schools. And I've got two grandsons in that program in Lakeshore.
Very good.
So that's the reason I want to take part.
What about you, Lori?
Well, two of my children have graduated from Lakeshore. The third is a senior. And as the two went off to college, I thought they were 2 years apart. I thought I might have a little time on my hands. That's ridiculous mm-hmm. to ever utter those words. And when you do utter them, someone scoops you right up. So I got involved, and I love it. I love helping the schools.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's a definite reason to give back, whether you want to learn more about how you can get involved and being a part of the board or just helping out with some of the things like they're doing right now, which we're going to talk about today, the online auction. If you have kids that have gone there, or maybe you do currently, maybe you've just lived in the Stephensville area and that's been your school district, just one of many reasons to help out what you guys do, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So what did you bring me today? What are we talking about? Cool online auction opportunity, right?
You're going to talk about an online auction. And, you know, with the kind of weather that we have out there, you know, the snow and under a snow watch right now, and plus the sunny weather that's trying to melt all this off.
Mm-hmm. It'll just keep going over and over again until a few
over
more
and over. But, you know, what a great way to take part and participate in an auction by being able to stay at home.
You don't even have to leave your house.
Yeah, don't even have to get out.
And this keeps it really simple, too, because you basically just log online, look at what you guys have, make your bid, and hope that you win.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah. So this is actually going to be taking place, again, online February 4th through February 10th. So you have some time before this even opens up and to even go and browse as it does between the 4th and 10th of February. What kind of items are we looking at? What's hot?
Yeah, well, you know, just kind of flipping through the pages that we have. See, Lori, right now we have 83 items.
Yes. Holy cow.
Yeah, we got 83, and you know, we're still open. We can take donations or gifts or whatever right up until the last minute.
So let's talk about that real quickly before I kind of elaborate as to what we might be able to see online. What is it that you're looking for exactly? Is there a dollar value that you're putting on anything when you ask for a donation item? What do you think goes quickly or is really popular? What are you looking for?
Well, I think people like experiences, not stuff.
I agree.
So, you know, wine tours, beer tours, dinners, you know, those kind of things are really hot. Also, gift certificates. People like the fact that they know they're going to use that. And they might, in fact, we get, last year we received a lot of extra on the gift certificate. Say a $50 gift certificate would get a $75 donation because it's a way for someone to donate to the organization and still get something they know they'll use.
Exactly.
So gift certificates and experiences are really the two hot items.
I'm glad that you brought that up too, because I think a lot of people go, oh, auction, I'm going to get a really good deal on something. And that really is not the case. It's really more of like a feel good. Remember that this is your donation to Lakeshore, the Excellence Foundation program that they have to make sure that they can continue to excel over at Lakeshore. And so you're not only making a donation, but you're also just, it's a perk of getting something back for that donation if you win.
Exactly.
Right?
If you're the highest bidder, you win.
All right. So if I want to donate something, what's the easiest way to do so? Get a hold of someone. What should I do?
Yeah. Really, Lori or myself, either one of us, you know, we're readily available. And Lori, why don't we put out our email addresses here? And that'd be a great way to just email us and we'll be able to go back and forth with them.
Yeah.
So LoriMarciniak3@gmail.com.
I know that's a little bit complicated.
Yeah. You can actually go to lefonline.org and find us.
Perfect. Lefonline.org.
So, yes.
Even better, I always throw this out there just in case if anyone wants to donate or has any information, I have both of their emails. I can get you right to them.
Exactly.
I'm easy. Let's talk at WSJM.com. Let's talk at WSJM.com. All right. So if you are just now tuning in, we're talking about the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation, their online auction that they're doing. It's happening February 4th through February 10th. Where can I go to actually look at all these things starting on the 4th?
If you like us on Facebook, okay. Lakeshore Excellence Foundation, LEF, we will be teasing out the items over the next couple of weeks. There will always be something on our Facebook page telling you about an item or about certain things, and then that's where you'll get the link to start bidding.
Okay.
The online auction is really cool. Once you've signed up, you start bidding. You look around. If you bid on something and you get outbid, you get a text saying, hey, you were just outbid. You can also set a price you want to go up to. Say, okay, here's a $50 gift card. I would pay $60 for that, and it'll automatically bid for you until you get to $60,
oh,
and
nice.
Then send you a text and say, hey, you're there, but you've been outbid. Would you like to go more? So it's super easy. You're not going to bid on something and forget, because we're going to, you know, continue to send you texts and update you on the items you were interested in. You can watch an item without bidding, and
that's
you'll get texts
like
about that.
Sneak in there on the very last
day.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, if I could, Lindsay, just share some of the items
that we've got on there.
Yeah, please.
For
example, we've got four Walt Disney World Hopper tickets.
Those are hot.
Those should go very well, we hope. You can play golf. We've got round of golf at Harbor Shores, round of golf at Treetops up in Gaylord. One night stay for two at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island.
Nice.
We got dinner at the World of Whirlpool, which is a more or less unique situation
over
in Chicago.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. Eagles concert tickets. You know, when I was younger, the Eagles were a big thing. Eagles are a big thing right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's tickets, floor tickets, actually, at Indianapolis. Anytime Fitness, there's a six-month membership we've got for that.
Dang.
We're getting into the tax season, so there's tax preparation.
I like it. You guys thought out of the box. Okay.
Yeah. And then tennis lessons are available. And I'm going to kind of play around here a little bit with gift cards. We've got gift cards from literally A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say A, we got a gift card from Applebee's. When I say Z, we got a gift card from Zoops.
Okay.
And I would say that, and fill in the blanks all the way in between there, we got gift cards. A lot of gift card opportunities out there.
Just so, too, I want to clarify, all of these basically are donated to you, or someone buys them and donates to the, right?
Exactly. These are contributions that come in to us. In turn, whoever purchases these, that's viewed as a contribution to the LEF. So all of this is tax deductible.
Very good.
For the individual.
So I wanted to say, too, if you log on between February 4th and 10th and you see all these different items that have been donated, it's just cool to see how much business support and local support we have as well, too. So make sure that you support them in turn by, there you go, just making your auction and hoping that you win and you can go and visit them there. How about that?
Sounds great.
Very good. So I just wanted to give you a sneak peek, or give them, everyone, a sneak peek peek on what else is to come before we do a general recap. I know that you guys plan a few other things throughout the year. What else do we have upcoming for 2018?
Yeah, we can also start talking about the golf scramble.
Yep.
It's going to be a traditional golf foursome scramble that we have at Harbor Shores. We usually sell that out. That's 32 foursomes.
Mm-hmm.
We have, again, great gifts and great opportunities there for people.
You'll come back and see me talk about that, right?
I'd like to.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, you're invited.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
gives you an example of some of the things that they do. Otherwise, just make sure that you are ready to roll. You go on February 4th, and as Lori said, you can make a bid, you know, maybe how much you were willing to spend, and you'll get those text updates to know if you are up to that limit or if someone has outbid you. The auction will close February 10th. Make sure that you like Lakeshore Excellence Foundation on Facebook. Check out lefonline.org between 4th and the 10th of February. What time on the 10th does the auction close?
At noon.
At noon. Okay. And then I'm sure that they'll be notified and then pick up and all that will be, you know,
absolutely,
to come. All right. Again, and then all this goes back to the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation. And thanks for being a part of, I guess, the board or the chair, guys, and for coming to tell me about it and organizing this. And I guess keep on keeping on.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk to the community through Lindsay.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.